Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here we go. The next four nights might be some of the greatest nights of your South Florida sports lives ever.
I'm with you, especially on
the stretch. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I got the guts. I know I got the guts.
You got the guts?
I got the guts.
Solana, you got the guts?
Oh, you know I got the guts tonight, baby.
I've got the guts tonight. I think I'm going to bet the Heat tonight.
Let's go. Let's go.
Because I know I don't want to see this series 2-2.
No. Hell no. Let's go.
Who's working the board for 560 today, Solana?
Got the guts.
She's got the guts. Jay Fig has the guts. Love it. Jimmy Butler, I think Crowder, Jimmy Butler's got to come out and go buck wild. That's my, you know, everyone's talking about it, and does he need to be more aggressive? There's something I'm going to read to you later on in today's show about Jimmy Butler and his passivity, if you will, up until the end. I think he comes out, goes buck wild. Do you?
Yes, but is that the best thing for the Heat? Because I saw all the criticism. Like, that's what they were talking about today, you know, and last night. But, like, I go back and look at Jimmy's line, not just in the series, but in the playoffs. He had a couple big games, but Jimmy's a 17 to 20-point guy. Like, do you want him to change everything that he just built? They're only, what are they now, 10-2 in the playoffs, 11-2? Like, do you want to change all that?
I don't, but I don't want to see them have to claw back constantly. Because at some point, and you've seen it a couple times during this playoffs, but, you know, constantly having to claw back is tiresome and dangerous. And so I'm not saying that he needs to come out and be a 50-point guy tonight, and every time he touches the ball, he needs to drive into the paint. And I'm not saying that, but he can't be as passive, I think, waiting till the end of the game to take over if need be. I think he needs to stake his claim a little bit at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, and also with game three, the last game, Dragic got shut down. So, we go through this. Is it Dragic over or Jimmy's over? We've talked about this a number of times. Like, who's going to go off? So when Dragic was getting shut down, let's say he had 11 points in four quarters, he got shut down. That's when Jimmy is just trying to click to Jimmy. Okay, Jimmy, now you have to take over. The other veteran's not doing what he's done throughout the playoffs. So, yes, someone has to step up if it's Jimmy or Gorm, but they can't both be passive. Somebody got to do something.
What do you think, Solana? What would you like to see out of Jimmy Butler tonight?
I just want him to be engaged. I think what happened, and Crowder, I disagree that Dragic got shut down. I'm not trying to take away from what the Celtics did, because I think really offensively, they manipulated that zone. They got the most out of what they wanted offensively. I think defensively, again, the Heat just missed shots. I don't think it's that they shut down Dragic. I don't think they figured out Goran. I think Goran had an off night. He missed open shots. He missed shots he normally would have made. And for Jimmy, just be engaged from the jump. Don't wait until the fourth quarter, the third quarter, when we're down 15.
That's what I think I was looking for that. Not that he has to go buck wild, but be engaged.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you don't want him to come out and take 12 shots in the first half. That's not his game. That's not the Heat's formula for success. Their formula for success is an active Jimmy Butler defensively, a guy who, even if he's passive, is still making impact plays on both ends of the floor. That's what I want to see from your leader tonight.
Yeah,
So y'all don't want him to change the game plan, but Jimmy's been picking his spots. Now you want him to pick different spots or pick
more
spots?
No, but I think he goes out of his way to wait. I think he goes out of his way. It's not even that, you know, it's like, yeah. I got to let them do it, and I'll pick my spot at the end if I need to. And I think what you need to see, to me, I think Solana kind of nailed it there, which is just be super engaged early on. Early on. Again, doesn't mean that he needs to end the first quarter with 18 points, but he needs to be super engaged early on. I don't want to see them go into the second half losing the game. I don't want to see, you know, a fourth quarter 12-point deficit and you go, well, they've come back from this before. They'll figure it out again. Like, I want to see them, you know, put the hammer down tonight if they can.
Yeah, I'm with you. And when Goran scores 11, Solana, I say that shut down, bro. He's a 25 guy. He got 11, big dog.
We've seen him, you know, 20 and plus when the Heat are winning. Let's get headlines. So today is a loaded potato of a program. John Crotty from the Heat broadcasts. He is going to join us for 15 minutes of Heat. Don Bailey Jr. today. We'll give him our funny calls usually on Thursdays, but since Crowder's going to be doing the Dolphins pregame show tomorrow, DBJ will join us today. Gus Frerotte, your former teammate with the Dolphins, he's going to join us today. We'll talk some NFL and Dolphins quarterbacking with him. Jason Jackson scheduled to drop by. Remember, we had him on, what was it, Thursday last week?
Thursday.
Right, because they played Thursday, then Saturday. Thursday, we had him on Thursday before the game. He checked in from the arena, and they won. And then, obviously, we didn't have a show on Saturday. They lost. So, in the issue of keeping it, you know, lucky, we're having him on again. So, hopefully, that'll translate to a victory.
We let the Heat down. So we let the Heat down.
Well, we didn't have a show. You know, we didn't have a show. So, you know, what can you do? So let's get headlines, and then we'll get to all this stuff that we have to cover today, because like I said, the next four nights might be some of the greatest nights of your South Florida sports lives, because if the Heat win tonight and then the Dolphins play tomorrow, if the Heat win tonight, Friday's game could be a closeout game, but the Heat will play Friday night regardless, and then Canes and FSU on Saturday. I mean, this is the real deal. So give us some headlines, Alejandro Solana.
If the Heat win tonight, you know what that means on Friday, right, fellas?
Oh, I think it might mean a five-game footlong.
Five-game. Five-game gentlemen sweep for the Miami Heat. Five-game. Five-game gentlemen sweep for the Miami Heat.
I love calling it a five-game footlong because it makes no sense, but you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Game 4, 8:30 p.m. tip-off tonight, everybody. You can hear it on 790 The Ticket, your home for the Miami Heat. Tommy Tighe, Jonathan Zaslow, Mike Inglis, they're on the call tonight. And then it's also on ESPN if you want to watch it via your television.
All right, very good. Mike Breen tonight.
Game 3 between the Nuggets and Lakers ended with a Nuggets 114-106 victory.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
They held off.
I was texting my friends in the fourth quarter. I'm like, Lakers are going to win this game. Don't even worry about it. I kept saying right until the final buzzer, Lakers are going to win this game. Don't worry about it.
Bro, I'm coming around on Murray, man. That
young
man's
talented. Holy moly. Oh, my God.
Game 4 tomorrow night, 9 p.m. This story was crazy, guys. The L.A. Chargers team doctor, he punctured Tyrod Taylor's lung. You remember Herbert ended up starting on Sunday. We were finding out more about this story. He was administering a pain-killing injection to what they believe was a bruised rib, and he ended up puncturing his lung.
That's not proper protocol?
Hawk, you know that lump I always try to get you to rub in my ribs, and you won't touch my ribs because I broke my rib and it healed.
Because I don't want to touch you. It's not because I just don't want to touch you.
Nowhere on me, not even handshake, nothing.
No.
But bro, I had my rib injected a number of times. Like I heard Orlovsky was like once against Western Michigan in high school, and once, bro, I don't know how many times they injected my broken ribs. You don't go to the lungs. Like, stay on the edge. Stay on the tip. But I'm going to find out what kind of guy Tyrod Taylor is, Hawk, because if Tyrod Taylor was Channing Crowder, the starting point would be 30% ownership of the Chargers. And we would move from there. That where the negotiation would start. I'd sue the hell out of them.
Yeah, no, he's obviously going to have quite the lawsuit there. That's obviously a poor medical procedure if you're giving someone a pain injection and you end up puncturing their lung. Perhaps he used the wrong length needle?
Let's say 10 times. Let's say an average of 10, Hawk, like 10 injections. I never had to remind the doctor, hey, watch the lungs, bro. Like, there's something under this rib. Right. Man, come
it's
on.
Usually understood. Yeah, usually understood.
I'll tell you what, seriously, this doctor's getting fired. Like, you can't.
Oh,
you
no
can't
question. Yeah. No question.
The Marlins, they play tonight, 7:10 p.m. They've lost two straight to the Braves. Their magic number to clinch, gentlemen. It has been clarified by Major League Baseball and the Marlins, 3.
Yeah, so there's been some confusion, but apparently the magic number is 3.
Tonight is Noche de Sixto.
Hey!
You have a song. I don't know the original song, so I don't know. Solana released today exclusively on Twitter before anyone else could hear it. Noche de Sixto. And you're saying this is one of the most famous reggaeton songs of all time?
Yeah, Wisin y Yandel, they released Noche de Sexo back in the mid-2000s. It is one of the more popular reggaeton songs. It's on DJ Zog's top 25 reggaeton songs of all time, which is a pretty big deal if DJ Zog is putting it on his top 25 reggaeton songs of all time.
No doubt.
Yeah, Doble U and Yandel, very, very popular reggaeton group. I've seen them live several times, and I went to the lab and I created Noche de Sixto. It's a banger, I think.
Where is Rompe on his list?
I'll get back to you, but it's definitely in the top 25. Yeah, definitely.
All right, go ahead. Fire off Noche de Sixto.
It's your boy Solana. So nasty.
Oye, Billy.
Pa Miami.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is a Marlins PSA. Sixto Sanchez has arrived, and Mattingly has his ace. Hoy es noche de Sixto.
The Fish are gonna win, and there's no doubt.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Batters get ready to strike out.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
We haven't even seen his best stuff.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
They juro que this kid is for real.
It's time for you to realize this is a different era. Marlins baseball, Jeter uses billetera. Sixto's like a prospect, straight out of novela. Might even love him more than Miguel Cabrera. Don't make him walk a batter, please. Let Sixto pitch. His stuff is straight filth. El combina su curveball con el fastball de Pedro. Pedro dijo que Sixto es mejor.
Es noche de Sixto.
The Fish are gonna win and there's no doubt.
Is the original song? Does he whisper through it?
Yeah, that's
right,
that's
right. Yeah, I want to hear it.
We haven't even seen his best stuff.
Oh, yes, no,
they juro que this kid is for real.
All-time banger, Solana. I don't know what's happening there. I don't know if it's good. It's hard for me to say. I don't know.
First thing, Hawk, that was his sexy voice. I don't know if you caught that.
Is that what it was? I thought it was whispering. You're right. That is sexy voice. He's touching his own chest. He's got, you know, sweat. He's giving you that look. You're exactly right. That is him walking into the bedroom. His girlfriend is there, and he's doing the, you know, oh, yeah. Noche de Solana. I'm going to give you my best stuff. It's the noche. It's Elana.
Oh, bro, you got your Kendrick Lamar. You do it all. Produce, sing, rap, bro.
He really is.
You the man.
He is.
Just get me in the lab, man. Just get
multi-talented. I don't know. Again, I don't know. I can't give it a fig. Jen, did that do anything for you? Have you heard the original?
Well, your description about him sweating and touching his chest killed me.
Right, you could see that. Like, that's it.
It's disturbing to even picture.
Crowder nailed that. That is, yes, Solana walking into the bedroom for a night of lovemaking, thinking that he is, you know, Enrique Iglesias. But the song itself, what did you think?
I thought it was a banger. I mean, I understand Spanish, and I've heard the song many times before. So I think
you've heard the song.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. There you go. Knocked it out of the park.
No, I mean, if you're a Latino in Miami, you know that song. I don't think there's any doubt. That song.
Yeah. Go to Google Translate talk during the break.
First text I looked at, though, says terrible. Second text.
Loud minority.
Second text, take that back to the lab, needs a lot of work. Third text, worst one ever. But then here, I almost peed my pants. I'm assuming that's positive. It could be negative. I mean, he could have just lost control of his functions. This kid is for real. At the end, doesn't even rhyme.
Doesn't need a rhyme.
All right.
Stuff.
Oh, man, I just want to thank y'all. I like that. All right.
So with text line, what we got? Are we thumbs up, thumbs down? Hawk, you read more negative than positive.
It's mixed right now. I thought it was good. It was certainly clever. That's clever. The Solana bag of bits is bottomless, all-time banger. How about that?
I mean, you wait, man. Sixto Sanchez is going to find out about this, and you guys are going to miss me on this show, I'll tell you that.
No, I do not doubt that could go viral.
So Sixto is going to hire you to follow him around and sing it? I don't get your concept.
Is Dookie Dookie good?
Only good Dookie ever is Dookie Hauser.
Bring back Falero. Is that a compliment? Bro, I'm Latino and I've never heard this. Please stop it. Noche de Crapo. So we'll play it a lot today. All right, anything else, Solana?
No, I think that about wraps everything up. That's all I got today.
All right. Any weather or we're good to go?
No, we're good to go.
All right. John Crotty is going to join us next for 15 minutes of heat. Before we get to 15 minutes of heat, let me talk about cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H, cinch.com. This is such a great service. So you run out of propane in your tank, right, when you're outside grilling. And instead of having to lug it to the store and finding a new tank to replace it and whatnot, Cinch delivers you a brand new filled tank right to your house. And they take away whatever brand of empty tank that you have. It is as simple and easy as it sounds. You go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H, cinch.com. If you use the promo code GETCINCH, you'll get your first tank exchange for just $10. It's an unbelievable service, and you use that promo code GETCINCH, you save time and definitely money. Go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. There are no contracts to sign. There's no delivery fees. It is as simple, easy, and pleasant as it sounds. They just drop you off a brand new filled tank of propane and take away your empty tank, whatever brand it is, and it is that simple. So go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com, and again, you put in the promo code GETCINCH, G-E-T-C-Y-N-C-H, put in the promo code GETCINCH, you get that first tank for just $10. So stay safe and stay grilling from my friends at cinch.com. 15 minutes of heat is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts!
Hawk and Crowder. Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
All right, everybody's feeling it. It's a game night.
Yes.
It's a biggie. Go up 3-1. I mean, you're punching your ticket to the NBA Finals. Let it get tied 2-2.
Don't even
talk that. I'm punching my ticket for Prevacid or something like that.
Don't even talk that.
15 minutes of heat brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Crotty, longtime NBA guard and now part of the Miami Heat broadcast team on Fox Sports Sun. And we had some confusion last week because sometimes it's hard to figure it out, right? So it's Heat TV is on Heat.com an hour before every game of the Eastern Conference Finals, which means 7:30 tonight, right? Because the game tonight is an 8:30 tip-off, so 7:30, heat.com. You want to get your local pregame. You go to heat.com, 7:30 tonight. Now, post-game, after the game, you could watch it live on Fox Sports Sun. And it might be on one of the alternate channels as well. But, you know, I mean, if you're a Heat fan, you know where to go there. So, Crotty, do you have all that down?
Good knowing what's going on.
Oh, we didn't hear you. Hold on. They didn't pot you up, so I didn't know if you were what you said. Did you know that was the situation for tonight, or you just stand and, yes. And where you stand and go wherever they tell you?
No, man, I'm dialed in. It is all right. It's important to instruct the folks where to go though, because it is not right. You know, you got to do a little navigation, man. And you know,
right.
We're on the Heat.com before the game. Post game, we'll be on Heat Live and we'll be live on Fox Sports Sun and the app as well. So
listen, if you're a fan of Crotty and E. Reed and Jason Jackson, I mean, you got to put in a little effort. But there's nothing wrong with putting in a little effort, Crotty.
Look, you get the local flavor, man. We know what's going on, right? We're dialed in much more so than the national guys. I mean, that's
exactly.
For sure. I mean, they're
exactly.
You know, they're tipping their toe into the Heat waters. We live in it, and we know the people. We have the relationship. So come revel in it with us. That's what we
yes,
like.
Yes, no doubt. So I said as I was bringing you on, so the Heat, obviously, they're looking to go up 3-1 tonight. But the reverse side right. is if the Celtics win, they even the series at 2. First off, which do you think is the more likely outcome tonight?
Well, I love the idea that the team had to stew on this loss for the last 3-4 days. I really do. I think it sharpens the blade, so to speak. The Heat have been rolling at such a high level in the playoffs without losing, right? I mean, they're 10-2 now or whatever it is. It's just crazy. You would think they had been in more protracted series with more losses, but I think human nature, you get a little bit, you drop off in some areas when you keep winning, and this sharpens it up. And certainly Coach Spo had opportunities to take tape and break down some things that they really need to improve on, which is like, one, protecting the paint, two, I think taking care of the basketball, three, I think being able to create some other actions to be able to get guys open when things get stagnant on the offensive end in their half court sets. So, you know, there's a lot of adjustments that could be made. I think we're going to see some of those here tonight.
And, Crotty, you talked about the paint. That was something we talked about a lot yesterday, too, because the Celtics had 60, right. which is crazy. But my simple basketball mind is, okay, you got to go bigger. You're giving up 60 in the paint, you got to go bigger. I know that's not the only option. What's some other options when you're getting dominated in the paint than not just putting taller guys in the game?
Yeah, it's really more – that's a very great point, because I think a lot of people think that's the immediate way to do it. Really where it's happening, Channing, is at the point of attack. So guys aren't containing the ball. So the guy handling the ball is beating – it's typically the perimeter, breaking down the perimeter defender and then getting inside and in the paint. Now the back line of the defense, which is the taller guys, have to rotate over and help, and it's 2-on-1 all over the place, you know. So it's really at the point of attack. It's the guards that need to do a better job, or the guys guarding the initial attackers have to contain that ball and not let, you know, guys like Kemba Walker or Jaylen Brown in particular, who had a big game with 26 points to lead them, breaking the Heat down off the dribble with slashing drives and getting on top of the basket.
John Crotty is with us. One of the talking points today, yesterday, I guess really since the loss, is Jimmy Butler and what some are calling passivity and others are calling calculated. What do the Heat need from Jimmy Butler tonight?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's something that he's had a great pulse throughout the course of the season of when to attack, when to be the aggressor, when to kind of back off, draw, and almost be like a dummy, a setup man, where he draws the defense and gets others involved and as a point forward type player. I think he has to really ramp up and be ultra aggressive tonight. You know, whether he is trying to score or pass, he's got the strength that he brings is he commands so much respect that the defense will have to really hedge toward him or load toward him, and that will make everyone else have an easier job out there. So he's got to do a couple things. He's got to try to get more shots up. As an example, in the last game, he only had one field goal attempt in the first quarter. Now, that's okay if he's getting fouled and going to the free throw line, but that really didn't happen either. I mean, he's masterful. That's the other thing you want to see from Jimmy is you want to see at least 10 free throw attempts or more, because that means he's drawing fouls, and that happens during the course of the half-court offense, and that helps settle the team. It does two things. It allows them to score easy points with him at the line, but it also lets them get back defensively as a group and be able to set their defense, because we're going to see the Celtics really try to push pace even more, play it faster, where they can beat Miami down. That's when they're at their best, the Celtics. They're the most dangerous because they score with great speed in that transition game.
And, Crotty, something that I've heard all playoffs, not just this series, and after that game three loss was, I heard Spo, Jimmy, Jay Crowder, I think Iguodala said it, we have to play 48 minutes. We need to play a full game.
Right.
What are they talking about? Is they talking about execution? Are they talking about energy, hustle? Like, when everybody keeps saying we have to play a full game, how is that done? How is that executed?
Yeah, it's really both. It's the hardest thing to do, honestly, because you're having to be mentally locked in and sharp. And being able to execute the game plan, the various offensive calls and defensive calls without mental breakdowns. And you got to sustain the energy. And that means, it starts with the guys who begin the game from a starter position, but the guys coming off the bench have to bring great energy and almost more than the starters because it's going to be in bursts. And we haven't seen the Heat, really do that throughout the course, particularly of the series with the Celtics. We've seen them fall, down and behind. And each of the first games, they came back from double-figure leads by the Celtics and were able to overcome those. But that's really hard to do every single game. So there's a definite emphasis on coming out of the gate better in the first quarter. Basically game one and two and three, the Celtics have led after the first quarter. Miami's had to kind of fight and scratch and claw back. And at times the game has gotten away from them. And, things can happen so quick. Like at the end of the end of the first half in game three, we saw the Celtics go on a run, which really, pulled them ahead and gave them the momentum in a situation where they had a 12-point lead. Those are the breakdowns that the Heat have to get away from. Not having the stupid, crazy turnovers, being able to get back and set their defense. They're not going to make every shot. But at least if they're balanced on the offensive end, they get a good look, maybe a rebound opportunity. If not, they can recover and set their defense.
John Crotty is with us. Don't forget, tonight you can hear the Heat game on 790 The Ticket. You can watch Heat TV on Heat.com beginning at 7:30 tonight. If you want to watch Crotty, go to Heat.com. After the game, you go to Fox Sports Sun, and you can watch the postgame, the local postgame show. I've asked this of George Sedano and Will Manso and Kendrick Perkins and Cornbread Maxwell. Who's the better team, in your opinion, Heat or Celtics?
If you had asked me earlier in the regular season, I would have, I may have led towards Boston. Right now, I like the way the Heat are playing. I think the Heat are, and I think the grittier they can make it, the tougher they can make it, the uglier they can make it, the better chance the Heat have of winning. I will say getting Gordon Hayward back, I think, really is a nice shot in the arm for them in game three. I think it helped Boston. He's another weapon, a guy who, was a former All-Star. He's making a ton of money. He's a big part of what they're trying to do, and he was out for 11 games. and he's back now, and his role will increase. So that makes things tougher for Miami. But I still like the Heat's chances, but they can't get into a track meet. You know, they want to be able to slow it down, put the game in like the mud where it's going to be a little uglier, and it's going to come down to, you know, toughness and really execution and under pressure.
Any chance Denver can win another game in this Lakers series or win the entire series?
Such a weird dynamic, those Lakers, to me. I look at that team without LeBron, and I'm amazed what he's able to do with that team. You know, Anthony Davis, to me, is such an incredible talent. But, you know, when you look at where he came from and how he couldn't lift that New Orleans team up, you know, and make any kind of playoff run at all on his own, and how he needs the help. He's kind of an enigma in his own way. This Denver team reminds me of Miami in that they can come, you know, back from double digit leads by the opposing team, and they play so well together. I love what Jokic does, and a lot like Bam, where he's the distributor out front. So I would not rule them out yet. I think there's a lot more basketball left to be played in that Western Conference series.
But how great would a Heat-Lakers NBA Finals be, though? I mean, that would be
–
I mean, you can taste it, right?
Wouldn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it'd be something else. It really would, with the LeBron, you know, sub-line underneath there, obviously. And but, you know, it's crazy open, guys. I mean, you know, when you look at this, I try to think back historically, you have three of the top four seeds are out, and the Lakers are the only ones left. You know, you got Boston, who's the number three, and us is the number five in the East. You got Denver as the number three seed out in the West. So it's like, you know, and none of these teams played in the finals last year, right? So you don't have like a team that's kind of was on the cusp and was trying to, you know, break in and couldn't do it yet. Everyone's going through the journey for the first time, you know, as a group. So it's pretty intriguing to watch and see how it's going. And then you put everybody in the bubble, and with all that they have to overcome there, and just, you know, the monotony of being in the same place and have the restrictions they have playing there. It's an incredible situation.
Well, the Heat are still perfectly situated for the five-game gentleman sweep. Crotty, have you heard Alejandro Solana's five-game footlong sweep song?
No, man.
All right, fire it off, Solana.
Solana.
Five-game. Five-game gentleman sweep for the Miami Heat. Five-game.
Solana, how do you feel when you hear the audience yell out, woof?
Yikes. Solana, wow. Couple different things there, man. Some of those notes you're hitting sounds like you had your...
Those notes don't even exist.
There, buddy,
Well, gave it a shot.
I hope you have a perfect broadcast tonight, Crotty. If not, you'll hear from me.
John Crotty. So watch Heat TV tonight on Heat.com. Starts at 7:30. Heat.com. You got to be logged on to Heat.com 7:30 tonight. And then after the game tonight, make sure you watch the Heat Live postgame show on Fox Sports Sun, just like you would if the game was broadcast on Fox Sports Sun. Thank you, Crotty.
Thanks, guys. Heat win tonight. Let's see it.
Hope you are right, man. Hope you are right. Didn't love your song there, Solana. He didn't. I'm a fan of it, but he didn't seem to love your song.
Yeah, I was just giving him a piece of my mind there as hanging up with him.
Yeah, he didn't seem to love it.
No, he said, woo! You made sound negative.
I thought it was more like woof. I heard woof.
I heard woo!
All right. I like it, Solana, so don't worry about what Crotty says. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Is anyone listening to us?
Hock and Crowder.
Banger. This is a banger.
Yes.
So Don Bailey Jr. will join us in the 3 o'clock hour because it's Canes FSU week. We talked with Coach Mark Richt yesterday. We talked with Gino Toretta on Monday. DBJ will give him some funny calls to put into the broadcast on Saturday night. And if things go well, obviously, he'll be able to put a bunch in as he did last Saturday night. So we've played a couple times what DBJ did with the lines that we gave him. But Solana, who's been spending a lot of time in the lab, right? Noche de Sixto was debuted today. I mean, he's been in the lab. So what did you do, Solana? You took a couple of his song lines and turned them into bangers?
Yeah, so we had
Kulaki Takati, Kulaki Takata, Kulaki Takati, Kulaki Takata.
Right, which is Kuliki Taka. It wasn't exactly what we were expecting. Kulaki Kulakakata. I don't even know what that was, but so and you were able to turn that into Kuliki Taka?
I tried.
All right, let's hear it. We should have Joe this week too. Not exactly as fast as Antonio Rosario does it. Wow. Winded. Please tell me there's no more.
That's 2 days in a row y'all have my stomach hurting before 3 o'clock, guys. Great. Y'all can't do this to me every day.
We got a text yesterday from Twan Russell after the show, me and Crowder. He's like, I was legitimately crying during the segment yesterday. Twan Russell, if you miss, it's still up on radio.com rewind, right? Because it stays up 24 hours, Solana?
Yeah.
So he was on with us when? Like 3:15? Yeah, you can still go back and listen. That was pure hysteria, Twan Russell.
And Twan doesn't cuss and very religious.
Right.
And Twan is a sniper. He was a non-cussing sniper.
He took you out with laughs.
He did.
He took you out with laughs.
I went back and listened again. I was like, Twan is killing me.
Oh, that was funny. All right. And so they also did, DBJ and Joe Zagacki teamed up for rhythm of the night. Ritmo. You turned that into a song, Solana?
Yeah. So here's what they did.
Ritmo.
Oh, this is the rhythm of the night.
Ritmo.
Ritmo. Ritmo.
Ritmo.
The rhythm
of the night.
Ritmo.
This the rhythm of the night.
Oh my God.
Hey, killing me.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Ritmo.
It really, Joe Zagacki yelling out Ritmo, is it couldn't have been any better than I had imagined, right? I mean, it was just perfect.
Ritmo.
I thought there might, I mean, he's been in South Florida a long time. You thought there might be, maybe he's not going to trill the R, but maybe he gives you a little ritmo, but it was just perfect. Ritmo.
Ritmo.
Victor Bermudez sends us the page that DBJ has up in the box to make the calls that we give him.
Right.
He had written down R-I-T-M-O. So Joe Zagacki read Ritmo. That's what he read.
I should have spelled that a little differently for Joe. I may have set him up there for failure.
If you would have gave him a R-E-E-T, he would have reetmoed it.
Reetmo, no doubt.
He would have reetmoed it, yes.
Yeah, well, we did what we did. But, man, those were good. So we'll give DBJ some new calls at about 3:15 this afternoon. Gus Frerotte is going to join us around 4:20 this afternoon. We'll talk some football, some Dolphins with him. You played with him for one season. Was he a friend of yours?
Yeah. He was 416 and I was 20, so we didn't have much in common.
He wasn't that old, but he was at the tail end of his career.
Yeah. Now he was like, he was the OG, you know, OG quarterback that came in, and I was the young rookie coming in half drunk every day. So we were cool. Like, he was, he's a nice guy, but like, I'm interested to see how he thinks about me, Hawk, because
right.
I was cool. Like, we had Sage Rosenfeld on, and me and Sage used to like make fun of each other. Chad Pennington, we used to go at it.
Yeah,
like me and
Trent
me
Green,
and
Trent Green, we've had on. He enjoyed bantering with you.
And I remember messing with those guys. I don't know. Gus might hate me because I was the annoying rookie that just always got in trouble. So I'm
who was it? Was it Trent Green that wore the knee brace that you wouldn't let up on?
Yes,
was Trent.
No, Hawk. You. He wore two knee braces and elbow braces and wrist braces and ankle braces. And we walked out, and I was like, damn, Trent, why? Your whole body's hurt? Why are you having all these damn braces? And
yeah, it was just holy hell. Yeah.
It was a year-long joke. I got other people getting involved in it. And there you go with the braces, Trent. So, yeah, but I would tell you, I'm interested to see if Gus has any crazy stories about me. I want to know.
So we'll talk with Gus Frerotte today and Jason Jackson as well. We have a ton of stuff to get to. All right, have you outgrown your current home you're looking to buy or sell right now? Or are you looking for a new commercial property for your business? I've got the solution for you, and that is calling Dustin Feely and his team at the Dustin Feely Group. You know, when you hire a real estate agent, you need an expert that's going to handle the staging of the property and marketing it, and they'll help you line up a title company and help you find the right mortgage and so much more. The Dustin Feely Group will help you make your buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. No one sells a home faster. And they also have a buyer satisfaction guarantee. When you buy a home with the Dustin Feely Group, if you need to move within 24 months, they're going to buy it back or sell your home at no charge. And with special programs for renters, he'll help you reach that dream of home ownership so you stop throwing your money away. You start building your equity in your own home. And they handle properties in all counties. So it doesn't matter where you live now or where you want to move to, his team will help you find the right property for you and your family, and his team will go the extra mile to make it a reality. So call 855-520-HOME. That's 855-520-HOME. Don't forget, you can listen to the Dustin Feely Real Estate Show every Saturday morning, produced by our own Alejandro Solana. That's every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on 790 The Ticket, and then replayed Sundays at 9 a.m. You'll find out everything you need to know to make that buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. And you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram as well at Dustin Feely Group. 3 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come on!
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.